Welcome to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm a little late getting started this evening. Right now we've got nobody on and two out in the top of the first inning. Chibolote Marines are at bat. Fukuda is the batter, batting number third. This is the second stage of the Pacific League playoffs. And, gee, I don't hear anything. I really hope this is all working. There we are. Okay. Sorry to be late getting started today. And now my radio is not coming through. Okay. And Fukuda strikes out swinging to retire the side in order here in the top of the first inning. After half an inning, we have no score. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Shortstop Kawasaki leads off for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, and he immediately grounds the ball to the left side. Shortstop Nishioka is up with the ball, throws to first, and we have one quick out here in the bottom of the first inning. Following Kawasaki is Arakane, the center fielder for the SoftBank Hawks, and Batista bats third, playing third base today. After taking a ball, Arakane fouls off the next offering. Out of play. Mm-hmm. The third offering misses low for a ball. One strike, two balls, now the count. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, formerly the Fukuoka Daiei Hawks. Next pitch misses ball three, one strike, three balls. Have actually finished the regular season in first for 3 years in a row now. But they lost in the playoffs last year to Cebu. And are trying to defend that position against the Chibolote Marines right here. Arakane fouls the next pitch off, bringing the count full. Two strikes, three balls. The Shobu pitch by Serafini on the mound for Lotte is swung on and fouled off. Ball cuts off to the right side and out of play. Sugiuchi is the starting pitcher for the SoftBank Hawks. And the seventh pitch to Arakane misses for ball four. Arakane becomes the first base runner of the game. In the first inning, Otsuka led off for the Chibolote Marines, grounding out to short. The first pitch to Batista here misses for ball one. Serafini is not throwing strikes, I'm afraid. Hori followed, flying out to right field, and then Fukuda struck out swinging. Next pitch, strike it right in there, swung on and fouled off by Batista. The next pitch is swung on and hit to center field, but well in range of center fielder Otsuka, who makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up designated hitter Matsunaka. The first offering to Matsunaka is swung on, and this one is fouled off and out of play. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Nishioka has the ball, tosses over to Hori, covering second for the force out, and that retires the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks here in the bottom of the first inning. So, the Hawks get a base runner, but come up empty. At the end of one complete, the score is nothing-nothing. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The second inning, we're going to see Sabato, Benny, and Imae for the Chiba Lotte Marines. They are facing Hawk ace Sugiuchi. Right-handed Sabato swings and fouls off the first offering by Sugiuchi for strike one. The second offering just misses inside for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering also misses just inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Kawasaki, the shortstop for the Hawks, is up with the ball, throws to first in time. One away. That brings up left fielder Benny. Benny was in right field in the series against Cebu, starting in left this evening. As Sabato moves over to right. Not exactly sure why these two have flip-flopped. The first pitch to Benny is a curve missing for ball one. The second offering is swung on and hit just left of the second base bag. Shortstop Kawasaki up with the ball, throws to first, and we have two quick outs here in the top of the second inning. This game still scoreless. We're in the top of the second inning. Chiba Lotte is sending up number six batter, Imae, their third baseman. The first pitch to Imae is swung on and fouled off. for strike one. Valentine Kontoka has really mixed up the order from the Cebu series. The second offering is inside but swung on and fouled off. Back to the backstop. Numbers 2, 3, and 4, Hori, Fukuda, and Sabato are the only ones in the same order as the Cebu series. The third offering misses outside for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Sugiuchi trying to sneak one by him. The next offering, a curveball swung on and hit well to left, but foul. Imae is the batter. Two strikes, one ball is the count. Sugiuchi on the mound for the Hawks. Serafini is starting for the Chibolote Marines. The next offering misses down low, ball two. Two strikes, two balls, now the count. The sixth offering swung on and fouled off. That's four foul balls for Imae this at bat. The next pitch is swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Ball coming close to hitting the roof, but this one is going to go out of play into the stands. Two pitch again. And this one is also fouled off. That's six foul balls for Imae. It was looking like Sugiuchi was going to get out of this inning with just a few pitches, but Imae has really battled him. The eighth offering misses for ball three, bringing the count full. The tenth pitch to Imae is fouled off again. Foul ball number seven. The Shobu pitch by Sugiuchi is popped up and in foul territory. It's catcher Matoba under it, who makes the catch for the final out of the inning. After 1.5 innings, we still have no score. We're going to the bottom of the second inning, and Zureta leads it off. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to the left side. Shortstop Nishioka is up with the ball, throws to first, and one pitch, one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Serafini on the mound for the Chibolote Marines. That'll bring up left fielder Cabrera. Not to be confused with Cebu's Cabrera. Doesn't hit nearly as many home runs. He takes a changeup for ball one and a ball outside for ball number two. No strikes, two balls to count. Yesterday's Nikon Sports, the third offering is swung on and fouled off. Strike one. One strike, two balls, now the count. Yesterday's Nikon Sports said that the Chibolote Marines were going to send up Serafini, Shimizu, then Submariner Watanabe for this series. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off, evening the count at 2-2. Yeah. The fifth offering misses low and away, ball three. That brings the count full. Cabrera at the plate. Cetafini's sixth offering swung on and fouled off. Count remains full. Two strikes, three balls. For Dae, they've only pretty much decided on two pitchers. Sugiuchi, then Saito. The seventh offering is swung on, and this one is fouled back. Catcher Satozaki gives chase, but this ball goes into the stands. For game three, the probable pitcher will be Wada for the SoftBank Hawks. And if we go four, you can expect to see Kobayashi come back for Lotte and Arakaki. And the next pitch is swung on and hit deep to left field. The left fielder's going back, looks up, Haita! Home run! Cabrera puts the Hawks on the board first with a home run just over the left field fence. Cabrera turned on an inside pitch and brought it over the left field wall. So the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks strike first. This is the third run given up by the Marines here in the playoffs, and all three of them have been on the long ball. That is one thing that was mentioned in Nikon Sports recently, is that the only thing that they're really concerned about is giving up the long ball, giving up home runs. Lotte's pitchers are pretty good at getting out of jams. Miyagi is swinging at the first pitch, sending the ball right back at Cetafini, who gets out of the way, the ball going into center field. A comebacker, base hit. So Miyagi, the Hawks right fielder, is on base with a single. That'll bring up second baseman Torigoe. Cetafini's first pitch to Torigoe, and Satozaki calls for a pitch out, but Miyagi is not moving. The second offering is grounded right to Imaya at third, who throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time for a double play. But not before Cabrera just clears the left field fence to put the Hawks up by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Chiba Marine Stadium, Chigo. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in stage two of the Pacific League playoffs, with the Chiba Lotte Marines taking on the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. We have a... the SoftBank Hawks lead this one by a score of 1-0 after two complete, thanks to Cabrera's solo home run in the second inning. Catcher Satozaki leads off the third inning for the Chiba Lotte Marines, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Sugiuchi is on the mound for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The next offering misses for ball one. And the third offering is in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball now the count to Satozaki. The fifth offering is fouled back. I didn't hear a fourth pitch. Maybe I should change to a different channel. A different channel says next pitch is ball two. Okay. The sixth offering is lifted high to the infield. And it's the first baseman, Zuleta, calling for it. And in fair territory, he makes a catch for out number one. That brings up Franco, designated hitter today. And he swings and fouls the first pitch off. Sorry, that was a ball on the first pitch. The second offering is in the dirt for ball two. Franco batting eighth in the order today. The next offering is grounded to the right side. First baseman Zuleta is up with the ball. And tosses to Sugiuchi for out number two. That'll bring up number nine batter, Nishioka. And he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Nishioka was the leadoff batter in game one. and came in later in the game in game two. Next pitch misses low for ball one. 1-1 the count. The next offering misses for a ball with Nishioka looking for a safety bunt. A bunt for a base hit. The fourth offering swung on and missed, strike two. That brings the count to 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is called, strike three. Nishioka watches strike three go by. And that's nine up, nine down for Sugiuchi through three innings. Going to the bottom of the third, the SoftBank Hawks will be sending up number nine, Matoba, followed by the top of the order in Kawasaki and Arakane. Going to the bottom of the third, the score remains SoftBank Hawks 1, Chibolote Marines nothing. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the third inning here. The SoftBank Hawks lead by a score of 1-0 on Cabrera's solo home run to left field in the second inning. Hit. The first pitch by Serafini to catcher Matoba is taken for strike one. The next pitch swung on a miss, strike two. The third offering misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Nishioka up with the ball, throws to first in time. One away. Back to the top of the order. And shortstop, Kawasaki. Kawasaki grounded out to short. His first at bat. The time now is 6:45. Japan Standard Time. In the evening. The first offering to Kawasaki, in there for called strike one. sorry, the first pitch was a ball. This one is in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and fouled away. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. During the regular season, the SoftBank Hawks and Chivalote Marines were an even 10-10. So this game could go either way. The next pitch is swung on and ripped up the third base side. Kawasaki rounds first, heads into second, and he's in there standing up with a one-out double. This is the third hit of the evening for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. That brings up Arakane, Hawks center fielder. He takes the first pitch inside and high for ball one. Next offering to Arakane by Sedafini. Misses inside and low. Ball two. No strikes. Two balls to count. The next offering misses inside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Arakane. It sounds like I heard one of those balls as a strike, as the count is now 2-2. I'm not doing so well tonight. My apologies. It really helps to have visual cues. Sedafini is concerned about that runner at second base, Kawasaki. A one-out double to left. The fifth offering misses, and that brings the count full. Shobu pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second out of the inning. And it'll bring up third baseman Batista. That would have been a hard pitch to have hit. Batista, in his first at bat, flew out to center field. The first pitch to Batista is swung on and missed. Timing way off by Batista. The third offering is lifted up high into the infield. This one's going into foul territory. And I believe it's third baseman Imae who made the catch for out number three. So the SoftBank Hawks get a one-out double by Kawasaki, but come up empty. At the end of three complete, though, they continue to lead by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines are going to send up the top of the order here in the fourth inning. Otsuka, Hori, and Fukuda. Otsuka grounded out to short his first at bat. And Sugiuchi is quickly ahead of the count to Otsuka. Two strikes, no balls. The third offering misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Sugiuchi not one of those pitchers who challenges on two strikes, no balls, it seems. next pitch is swung on and hit over the left side and into left field. That ball bounces in for a base hit. The Chivalote Marines have their first base runner of the game. Otsuka, a center to left field, to lead off the fourth inning. That'll bring up second baseman Hori. Hori flew out to right his first at bat. Those of you just joining us, the Chivalote Marines are trailing the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks by a score of 1-0. Hawks scored first when Cabrera hit a one-out home run, solo home run, to left field in the second inning. We're in the top of the fourth inning now. Otsuka led off the inning with a base hit to left field. Hori takes the first pitch for a ball. No strikes, one ball the count. Today's Nikon Sports has an update on Kiyohara. He's planning on talking with Oryx about a contract tomorrow. Otsuka takes off for second base. Hori swings and hits the ball where? The radio announcers keep talking about other things. This is driving me crazy. Hori apparently grounded out. The infielder's only play was to first base, as Otsuka was on the move. So now we have a runner at second base and one out with Fukuda at the plate. Fukuda struck out swinging his first at bat. The first pitch is over for strike one. Suguchi's next pitch misses. One and one the count. The next offering, a straight one in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. The fourth offering is swung on and missed. Strike three. Fukuda goes down on strikes twice tonight. That's Sugiuchi's third strikeout of the evening. And second out this inning. Otsuka at second base with two down now. And number four batting Sabato coming to the plate. I looked it up on Yahoo. Hori grounded out to second base. That was the first out. Fukuda following by striking out. And Sabato takes the first pitch for ball one. No strikes, one ball to Sabato. Sabado up there to bring that runner at second home. That's the tying run at second. The second offering swung on and missed. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Benny is on deck. The 1-1 pitch, a straight one right in there for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Salvador not expecting a pitch right down the middle. Next pitch, a slider swung on and fouled off by Sabado to stay alive. Two strikes, one ball. The next pitch is swung on, and this one is hit into the gap in right center. That ball is going, and it one bounds to the wall. Otsuka rounds third, heads home to tie this ball game up, and Sabado has himself an RBI double to right center. With the tie ball game now, that'll bring up left fielder Benny. That's the second hit this inning, and so far this game for Lotte. Benny in his first at bat grounded out to short. And the first pitch misses up high for ball one. I see that at Yahoo they have the game on Microvision. The next pitch misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls. If you'd like to watch the game, head over to baseball.yahoo.co.jp/NPB. Follow the link to the live character-based broadcast, and there's a link there to BBTV. The third offering to Benny misses low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. I'd rather not click on that link for the live broadcast for fear that I may lose my audio feed. The next pitch misses outside and low, ball four. Benny draws a base on balls. That puts runners at first and second with two down. And third baseman Imae coming up to the plate. The Chiba Lotte Marines have shown that they can score runs with two down. Their big two-run sixth inning on Sunday against the Lions. Both of the runs were driven in after there were two outs. The first pitch to Amaya misses for ball one. That's five straight balls thrown by Sugiuchi. Lotte has been very effective at putting together a string of hits all season. And the second offering is lifted up to the infield. It's either shortstop Kawasaki or second baseman Torigoe, as the ball is near the second base bag, and it's Torigoe who calls for the ball and makes the catch for out number three. So the Chibolote Marines tie this ball game up with a leadoff base hit by Otsuka. Moved him over to second on a hit and run by Hori. And a double by Sabato to plate him. So, going to the bottom of the fourth inning, we now have ourselves a 1-1 tie. Welcome back to ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for ProYaku Live. We've got a 1-1 tie here at Fukuoka Dome. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning, Matsunaka, Zureta, and Cabrera. The Hawks cleanup will be batting, and Matsunaka takes Serafini's first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering is grounded to the right side. Hori is up with the ball, throws to first, and we have one quick out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. For the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, they scored first when Cabrera hit a one-out solo home run to left field in the bottom of the second inning. And the Chibolote Marines just scored one in the top of the fourth inning, thanks to a base hit by Otsuka and a double driving him in from second a few batters later. The first pitch to Zudetta is swung on a miss, strike one. The next offering also swung on a miss by Zudetta. Serafini ahead in the count. No two strikes, no balls. The big news yesterday was Yakult's Aoki getting hit number 200. Only the second player in NPB history to break the 200 barrier. Third pitch to Zudeta, misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The first player to break the 200 barrier was Ichiro in 1994. Fourth pitch, swung on and fouled back. Count remains, two strikes, one ball to Zudeta. The fifth offering, a short bound to catcher Satozaki. Taken for ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Aoki, after hitting 200, also got his 200 first hit. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second strikeout for Serafini tonight. And the second out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up left fielder Cabrera. Cabrera only had 8 home runs during the regular season, and he's got one here in game one of stage two of the playoffs. He takes the first pitch by Serafini for a called strike one. Of those 8 home runs, though, 2 of them were against the Chivalote Marines. The second offering misses for ball one. 1-1, now the count. The third offering fouled off. 2 strikes, 1 ball, the count. The Hawks Cabrera is not like the Lions Cabrera. He really doesn't go for the long ball. He had a .297 average during the regular season, 8 home runs and 58 RBIs. Against Lotte, his batting average was only .257, but he did have 2 home runs. The next pitch, 147 kilometers per hour, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. That's Serafini's fastest pitch this evening. The fifth pitch is grounded to the left side. Nishioka up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the side is retired in order for the first time tonight. After 4 complete now, we have ourselves a tie ball game, 1-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got ourselves a 1-1 tie after four complete. The Hawks scoring on a solo home run by Cabrera in the second inning. The Marines, single by Otsuka, hit and run, got him to second base by Hori, and then Sabado hit a double to right center to score the Lotte run. Here in the top of the fifth inning, the Chiba Lotte Marines will be sitting up the bottom of the order in Satozaki, Franco, and Nishioka. Sugiuchi's first pitch misses just inside, ball one. The next pitch is lifted to the left side. Shortstop Kawasaki goes out. Left fielder Cabrera comes in. Are either of them going to get to the ball? And it's Cabrera who makes the catch. Satozaki bloops the ball to left field, and Cabrera just manages to get to it for the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. That'll bring up designated hitter Franco. And Sugiuchi's 70th pitch of the game is swung on and missed. Strike one. Sugiuchi's pitch count is awful high for just the fifth inning. The next offering swung on and lifted to the left side, but this one will go foul and out of play. The third offering by Sugiuchi predictably misses for ball one. Two strikes, one ball, the count. The next offering swung on and fouled off and into the stands on the left side. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. The next offering, a pitch way outside but swung on and missed by Franco. Two-way. That's the fourth strikeout by Sugiuchi. That'll bring up number 9 batting, Nishioka. And the next pitch is blooped to left field. Going out is Kawasaki, coming in Zudeta. And this time, or Cabrera, and this time the ball bounces in between them. Two out, base hit by Nishioka. Nishioka, a definite thrill to steal. The Pacific League stolen base king this season. That'll bring up center fielder Otsuka. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Chiba Lotte Marines batting. Two down. Nishioka at first base. A 1-1 tie. There's a throw over to first base. Nishioka back in. Nishioka, the Pacific League stolen base king. Always a threat to run. The first pitch is straight right in there for a called strike one. To Otsuka. The Hawks have backup catcher Matoba in there as Jojima fouled the ball off his shin, fracturing it a couple weeks ago. The second offering misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Nishioka not on the move. Sugiuchi pausing for quite a while each time before throwing. Sugiuchi comes set and throws to first base. Nishioka, the runner at first base. Otsuka at the plate. Sugiuchi comes set. And with Nishioka running, Otsuka grounds the ball to third base. Batista up with the ball, throws to first. Not in time. Infield hit for Otsuka. And Nishioka rounds second and comes over to third base. An infield base hit with Nishioka taking two bases. This is aggressive base running by the Marines. So the Marines now have two down and runners at the corners with second baseman Hori coming to the plate. Hori has flown out to right and grounded to second. And takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Yet Hori has come through when he's needed to this series with a pair of sacrifice flies. Can't do that with two out now. The second offering is lifted to the right side. Center fielder and right fielder converge. And one of them makes the catch for out number three. So Hori does not come through this time. And going to the bottom of the fifth inning, the game remains tied at 1-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The time is now 7:28 p.m. Japan Standard Time. And the Hawks will be sending up the bottom of their order in Miyagi, Torigoe, and Matoba to face Serafini. Serafini's 54th pitch of the game is swung on and fouled off by Miyagi. One strike. Miyagi singled up the middle his first at bat and was taken out on a double play. The next pitch by Serafini is called strike two. The third offering misses for ball one. Serafini not challenging him with two strikes. The fourth offering is grounded weakly to the left side. Nishioka runs in, is up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. Or out number one, rather. So Miyagi grounds out to short for the first out. That'll bring up second baseman Torigoe, batting in the number 8 slot for the Hawks. The first pitch to Torigoe is swung on and fouled off to the right side. The clock passes 7:30 here in Japan. The second offering is swung on and fouled off. Two quick strikes on Torigoe. Will Serafini challenge him this time? No, he does not. Ball one, two strikes, one ball, now the count. The next pitch is swung on and lifted to right field. Sabato comes over and makes a catch for out number two. That'll bring up catcher Matoba, batting number 9. As mentioned earlier, Matoba is the Hawks' backup catcher for when Jojima is out. Jojima missed part of the season earlier with shoulder problem. And just a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, he fouled the pitch off his shin and shattered it. I was actually watching that game on TV, and he was rolling around on the ground in pain. He refused to be taken off on a stretcher, but did leave the ground holding onto the shoulder of two people and basically hopping off. First pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. next pitch misses for ball one. And Sedafini's third offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. And the fourth offering swung on and fouled off. Count remains. Two strikes, one ball. Yokohama and Hiroshima making up a game this evening. After four, they're tied up 2-2. Next pitch to Matoba, fouled off. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. The Bay Stars trying to clinch a 500 winning percentage and a spot in A class. Next pitch fouled off. That's three fouls in a row after the count reached two strikes, one ball. And the next pitch is grounder to the right side. Hori comes in, throws over to first, and the Hawks go down in order for the second time in a row. Just the second time tonight as well. At the end of five complete now, we continue to have a 1-1 tie. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. The Chibolote Marines start off with Fukuda, Sabado, and Benny here in the top of the sixth inning. The first pitch to Fukuda misses for ball one. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the third base side and out of play. 1-1 now the count. Fukuda, unable to get Sugiuchi's timing, has struck out twice so far. And the next pitch is swung on and hit deep to right field, but cutting foul. Fukuda almost got that timing right there. But still, a little off. The two-strike, one-ball pitch misses for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Fukuda just checks his swing on the next pitch. Count goes full. The Shobu pitch is swung on and hit to left center. Center fielder comes over. Left fielder Cabrera is over, and it's Cabrera who makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Sabado. Sabado, responsible for that timely double to right center. Looked at his lone run, and he takes the first pitch from Sugiuchi for ball one. The second offering, change up, misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. And the third offering is swung on and missed. Strike one. And the fourth pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. Evening the count at 2-2. The next offering misses inside and low, ball three. That brings the count full. And Sugiuchi's pitch count has got to be getting up there. The Shoba pitch swung on and fouled off to the backstop. Count remains full. And the next offering is grounded to the left side and through into left field for a base hit. Sabado gets his second hit in three tries tonight. That'll bring up Benny with one down and a runner on first. We've got ourselves a 1-1 tie here in the top of the sixth inning. Chiba Lotte Marines batting. Pacific League Playoffs, Stage 2. This is a best 3-of-5 series. Sugiuchi throws over to first, but Sabato had a total of 0 stolen bases on the season. Not much of a threat to be running. The first pitch to Benny is swung on and lifted to the left side. Left fielder, center fielder, and shortstop all come toward it, and it's the center fielder, Arakane, who makes the catch for out number 2. That'll bring up third baseman Imae, batting in the number 6 slot. Imae so far has fouled out and flown out to second. Fouled out to the catcher and flown out to second. First pitch is taken by Imae for ball 1. The first pitch, or the second pitch, is in the dirt. Ball gets away from Mataba, but not very far. Sabato holds at first base. No strikes, 2 balls to count to Imae. The third pitch is lifted to center field. Center fielder Arakane doesn't have far to go. Makes the catch, and the side is retired. So, Chiba Lotte got a base runner, but still come up empty. At the end of 5.5, we still have ourselves a 1-1 ball game. Welcome back to Pacific League Playoff Stage 2 at Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning, We've got ourselves a 1-1 tie. For those of you just joining us, and the second inning with one out, Cabrera just cleared the left field fence for a home run to put SoftBank up on the board first. In the fourth inning for the Chibolote Marines, it was Otsuka leading off the inning with a single. Kawasaki up to bat now, takes first pitch for a called strike one. Hori hit a hit and run to the second baseman with Otsuka running. Otsuka safe at second. Next pitch to Kawasaki, misses for ball one. After Fukuda struck out, Sabato came through with a double to right center, driving Otsuka in from second to tie the ball game. The next pitch is lined to the first baseman on one bound. It's a tough play, but Fukuda snags the ball and goes to first base by himself for out number one. That'll bring up center fielder Arakane. Arakane so far has reached on a base on balls and struck out swinging. One of just two strikeouts for Cetafini today. Cetafini throws two straight balls to Arakane. This at bat. The third offering misses just inside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Arakane. The no three pitch in there for a called strike one. The next offering misses, ball four. That's the second time Arakane reaches first base on a base on balls. So with one out, Batista comes up. Batista has flown out to center and fouled out to third so far today. Sorry, that was a catcher foul fly. Not third base. The first offering to Batista is drilled through the left side and into left field for a base hit. Batista quickly puts Cetafini into a jam. Runners at first and second with just one out. And designated hitter Matsunaka coming up to the plate. Matsunaka has hit the Chibolote Marines hard this season. During the regular season against Lotte, Matsunaka hit .351 with 7 home runs and 17 RBIs. The first pitch to Matsunaka is taken for a called strike one. So far today, Matsunaka has grounded into a fielder's choice to short and grounded out to second. So I'd say Matsunaka is due to come up with something here. The second offering to Matsunaka, a curveball taken for ball one. 1-1 now the count. The 1-1 offering by Sedafini, a slider missing for ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. Runners are at first and second. There's one out. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning of a 1-1 tie here at Fukuoka Dome. The next pitch, a line drive to center field, and a great catch by Otsuka. And Arakane is caught off of second base. The throw to second is not in time. Arakane just getting back. And Chibolote's pitching coach heads to the mound. And Valentine Kantoku also comes out. It sounds like a pitching change here at Fukuoka Dome. Zudeta is coming up next. Zudeta so far has grounded out to short and struck out. And it's just been announced, Ono is coming in relief for Sedafini with two down and runners at first and second here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Ono will take some warm-up pitches and I'll take a short break. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we've still got a 1-1 tie. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. Ono is finishing up his warm-up pitches, coming in relief for Sedafini, who started this game. Sedafini's pitch count really wasn't that high. I haven't heard exactly what it was, but it's a great deal less than Sugiuchi so far this game. His line is one run so far. The two runners on are his responsibility. Four hits, two base on balls, and one home run. The home run to Cabrera in the bottom of the second inning. Ono will first face Zudetta. And as the clock strikes 8 o'clock here in Japan, Ono's first pitch misses for ball one. The second offering just misses inside, ball two. Zudetta the batter. Hawks looking for a rally here. Zudetta, like Matsunaka, has really hit the Marines hard with 7 home runs and 12 RBIs on the season. The third offering misses, ball three. No strikes, 3 balls to count. Zudetta only hitting 288 against Chiba compared to a 319 batting average for the season. Cabrera is on deck. The next pitch, and he's swinging at on no three, grounding the ball to the left side. Nishioka up with the ball, tosses to second for the force, and the side is retired. So the Hawks threaten here with a couple of runners, but come up empty. And after 6 complete, the score remains knotted at 1-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 1-1 tie through 6 innings. Here at Fukuoka Dome, Sugiuchi still on the mound for the SoftBank Hawks. He'll be facing the bottom of the order in Satozaki, Franco, and Nishioka. And Satozaki is swinging at the first pitch. This is a line drive. Mokunashi, haita! Home run! Satozaki takes Sugiuchi with a line drive right into the left field stands to take a 2-1 lead for the Marines. That ball was out of here when it left the bat. No doubt about that one. So as Satozaki finishes rounding the bases, the Chibolote Marines take a 2-1 lead. That's the first home run in postseason for the Marines this year. Franco now at bat. Takes the first pitch from Sugiuchi for ball one. And that was Sugiuchi's 100th pitch. The next pitch is grounded to the right side. Second baseman Torigoe up with the ball. Throws to first for one out. That'll bring up shortstop Nishioka. Nishioka is bunting on the first pitch, or showing bunt, takes back for ball one. Sorry, he did try to bunt that ball and fouled it off. That's strike one. No balls. Suguchi's second offering is a curve missing for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering is fouled off. For strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Nishioka so far today has struck out looking and singled. The fourth offering misses for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch is called strike three, and Nishioka goes down looking for the second time this evening. And that'll bring us back to the top of the order in center fielder Otsuka. Otsuka grounded out to short his first at bat, singled and later scored in the fourth, and singled in the fifth. So he's 2-for-3 this evening. He takes first pitch, a curveball for ball one. Otsuka making his first appearance in postseason play. The second offering is swung on a miss, strike one. One and one now the count. The third offering is lifted to the right side, but this ball will go out of play. Two strikes, one ball. And Otsuka checks his swing. Confirmed by the base umpire. 2-2 now the count. Fifth offering is swung on and lifted high to the right side, but this one will also land in the stands. In other news, the Giants, going for a younger team, have released Kiyohara. The next pitch swung on and fouled off. Count remains 2-2. Kiyohara is reported to be having talks with Orix tomorrow about next year. But one veteran is not thinking of retiring or going to another team. That's Kudo, 42-year-old pitcher. He said that he is planning on staying with the Giants again next year, despite being a free agent. Next pitch misses, ball three. Full count now to Otsuka. And the Shobu pitch swung on and missed, strike three. That's the third out of the inning. But Satozaki rips a line drive home run on Sugiuchi's first pitch of the seventh inning. And the Chibolote Marines take a 2-1 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. We're in stage two of the Pacific League playoffs. And going to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks Lucky 7. The fans release their Jetofusen, which means that we'll have a little bit before the cleaning crew picks all the balloons up. A quick recap of what's happened so far. Cabrera started the scoring in the bottom of the second inning with one out. He hit a home run that just cleared the left field fence. That put the Hawks up 1-0. And that lasted until the fourth inning. In the fourth, Otsuka led off with a single to left field. With Hody at bat, Otsuka on the run. Hody hit the ball to the second baseman, whose only play was to first base, putting runner at second with one out. Fukuda struck out, and then Sabado poked the ball into the right center gap for an RBI double. And we had a tie ball game. Then, the first pitch of the seventh inning, Satozaki ripped a hard line drive over the left field fence. No doubt about that one. And the Chibolote Marines took a 2-0 lead. So far, hit count is 6 hits for the Marines, 4 for the Hawks. Cabrera will lead off the 7th for the Hawks, followed by Miyagi and Torigoe. Ono Shingo still on the mound for Lotte. One of several 10-game winners for Lotte this year. The first pitch is a slider in there for a called strike one. The Marines pitching this year has just been excellent. 6 10-game winners on the team. The second offering, a shoot, catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Cabrera has homered and grounded out to third, or short rather, so far this evening. And Ono's third offering misses for ball one. And the fourth pitch is in the dirt. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Chibolote. Two very close games in stage one. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and hit into the gap in left center. That ball bounces in and off the wall. Cabrera rounds first, heads into second, and is into second standing up with a leadoff double here in the Hawks' lucky seven. So a home run and a double tonight for Cabrera. That'll bring up right fielder Miyagi. I want to say Miyagi, like in the Karate Kid. But it's Miyagi. And it sounds like a pitching change. Yes, Fujita is coming in to pitch for Ono. Ono came in, got the final out of the sixth inning, then gives up a double to Cabrera to start off the seventh. So Ono just pitches to two batters. And Fujita comes in. So for Ono, he pitched to two batters, has allowed no runs so far. One hit, no walks, no home runs. And we'll see if the runner on second, who is his charge, comes around or not. Fujita comes in to pitch, and I'll take a short break as Miyagi is the next batter. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning with the Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 2-1. Fujita finishes up his warm-up pitches, and word has come in from Hiroshima that the Yokohama Bay Stars now lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 3-2. If Yokohama wins this, they will guarantee themselves A-class and at least a 500 winning percentage. And Miyagi lays down the first pitch, a bunt. Fujita looks to third, but throws to first for the sacrifice, or to get the sure out. And the sacrifice is successful. And that'll bring up Omichi pinch hitting for Torigoe. Runner now at third base and one out. Omichi only played a couple of games at Ichigun, but hit near 400 at Nigun this season. The first pitch is swung on and fouled off by Omichi. Strike one. The Hawks down 1-0 here. Have a runner at third base and one out. The infield is in, protecting against the run. The second offering called, strike two. So Fujita has two strikes on the batter. Lotte leads this one by a score of 2-1. Runner at third base, one out. The two-strike no-ball pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So pinch hitter Omichi does not come through. That's the second out of the inning. Runner still at third base. And that'll bring up catcher Matoba. Matoba, the number 9 batter in the order. Matoba in there as Jojima has a fractured shin after fouling a ball off his own leg. Matoba takes first pitch inside and low for ball one. So far, Matoba has grounded out to short and grounded out to second. This is his third at bat. And the second offering misses just inside ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The third offering by Fujita misses down low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count. So after challenging Omichi on three straight strikes, Fujita throws up three straight balls to Fujita, or to Matoba. And the fourth pitch is in there for a called strike one. The fifth pitch is swung on and grounded through the left side into left field for a base hit. Cabrera comes in to score, and we have ourselves a 2-2 tie as Matoba comes through. Fujita threw a ball right down the middle, and Matoba didn't let it go. Base hit through the left side scores Cabrera from third base. And we've got ourselves a tie ball game. Back up to the top of the order and shortstop Kawasaki. The first pitch to Kawasaki is swung on and missed, strike one. Kawasaki so far has grounded out to short, doubled to left, and grounded out to first. The next pitch misses outside, ball one. 1-1 now the count. First team to win three takes it. This first game, very important for both teams. And Fujita throws over to first and A tag is made on Matoba, who's caught off the bag. A pickoff of Matoba at first base ends the inning, but not before Matoba drove Cabrera in to tie this game up at 2-2. Welcome back to Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Omichi is staying in the game and playing second base after pinch hitting for Torigoe. We've got ourselves a 2-2 tie here in Stage 2, Game 1 between the Chibolote Marines and SoftBank Hawks. The Chibolote Marines here in the eighth inning are going to send up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters, Hori, Fukuda, and Sabado. Sugiuchi still on the mound for the SoftBank Hawks, and he throws strike one to Hori to start off the eighth. The second offering is swung on and hit through the left side of the infield and into left field for a base hit. The Chibolote Marines get their first base runner on here in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Fukuda. Fukuda has struck out twice and flown out to left so far. Sugiuchi has had him fooled all night. Fukuda has a grand total of 0 sacrifice bunts on the season. And a throw over to first. The first pitch, and he tries to bunt it, missing it for strike one. I don't think that a bunt is really what we want from Fukuda. But he squares to bunt, and the throw is over to first base. Hori's leadoff base hit here is the 7th hit for the Marines this game. The second offering is taken by Fukuda for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The next offering, and Fukuda is swinging. He lines the ball to left field. That ball is going deep, and it's off the left field fence. Horty rounds second, heads into third base. Fukuda is on second with a double. The Chibolote Marines go for the long ball. And with nobody out, the Marines have two runners in scoring position. And number four batting, Sabato, coming to the plate. Sabato has a double and a single, along with a ground out to short so far tonight. 2 for 3. And that's it for Sugiuchi. I'm waiting to hear who's coming in. With runners at second and third and nobody out. We've got a pitching change. Yoshitake is announced. The line on Sugiuchi so far, he struck out 6 batters, has given up a total of 2 runs so far. The 2 runners on base are his responsibility. 8 hits. And he's managed to keep 5 Marines stranded so far. He's allowed 1 home run. The home run to Satozaki that put the Chiba Marines up temporarily by the score of 2-1. Now's a good time to go over the scoring so far for those of you just joining us. The Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks struck first. Cabrera hit a home run just over the left field fence in the bottom of the second inning to put the Hawks up 1-0. In the fourth inning, Otsuka led off with a single, moved to second on a hit and run by Hori, and was driven in by a 2-out double by Sabato. Sabato in that situation here again. The Marines then took the lead 2-0 when Satozaki took the first pitch of the 7th inning deep over the left field fence with a line drive that was out of there before you could say, ah! But that lead didn't last long as the Hawks struck back right away in the bottom of the 7th. Cabrera led off with a double, was sacrificed to third by Miyagi, and Matobad drove him in with a base hit to left. That's where we are in the scoring, 2-2. Here in the top of the 8th inning, though, the Marines are looking to strike again. Hori led off with an with a single to left, and Fukuda followed with a double off the left field fence. Sabado, now up to bat against Yoshitake, takes the first pitch for ball one. The second offering on the inside corner swung on and fouled off by Sabado. One and one the count. SoftBank infield playing in. They don't want to give up a run this late in the game. The third offering misses for ball two. One strike, two balls now the count. And the next pitch is swung on and lifted back to the backstop. Matoba is giving chase. And just next to the fence makes the catch. A good catch by Matoba in foul territory for out number one. Tough catch to make there right next to the fence. The backstop. So Sabado fails to come through here. But that'll bring up Benny. Benny, the Marines left fielder. Has grounded out to short, walked and flown out to center field. Yoshitake, second pitcher on the mound for the SoftBank Hawks. We're tied up at 2-2. The first offering by Yoshitake to Benny misses for ball one. Runners at second and third, one out. And it's taken a long time to pitch. And Benny drives the next pitch deep. This ball is off the wall. One run is in. Fukuda rounds third. Two runs are in. The Chibolote Marines take a 4-2 lead as Benny drives those runners in on a line drive off the wall. This is the Marine offense. What is it? Marine gun offense. That's what they call it. And I think I just heard Motozumi being announced. Morozumi is going in to run for Benny. The first pitch to Imae misses for ball one. One out, runner at first base, Imae at the plate. And Imae rips the ball through the left side of the infield and into left field for a base hit. So the hit parade continues for Chiba here in the top of the eighth inning. Runners now at first and second with one out. Two runs in so far, Benny driving them in. That was the 10th hit for the Marines this evening. And we'll bring up catcher Satozaki. Satozaki takes first pitch for a called strike one. Satozaki, in his last at bat, hit a line drive deep into the left field stands, which gave the Marines a temporary 2-1 lead. Next pitch misses for ball one. 1-1 now the count. The next offering by Yoshitake misses ball two. Morozumi, pinch runner at second base. Imae at first. We've got one down. Satozaki at the plate. The fourth pitch is grounded to the right side. But second baseman Omichi Chigaohoma is now in at second base. Only has a play at first base, as the ball was grounded a little too weakly for him to get either of the other runners. So the two runners move up a base, and we now have two outs. And Mise Koji is announced as the new pitcher. Everything has started to fall apart for the Hawks here in the eighth inning, as the Chibolote Marine Gun offense has really kicked in. They've got two runs in so far, runners at second and third with two down. And currently leading by a score of 4-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Misei finishes up his warm-up pitches. The third pitcher of the evening for the Hawks. Third pitcher this inning, as a matter of fact. Sugiuchi went 7-plus innings, giving up 4 runs on 8 hits, including 1 home run. Yoshitake has given up 2 hits, no home runs, but the runners at 2nd and 3rd belong to him. Misei, now in. He'll be facing pinch hitter Hatsushiba, Mr. Lotte. The first pitch to Hatsushiba misses for ball one. Hatsushiba pinch hitting for designated hitter Franco in the number 8 slot in the batting order. We've got 2 down, runners at 2nd and 3rd. And the second offering by Misei is in there for a called strike one. 1-1 now the count. Hatsushiba announced that this is his final year in uniform. The third offering, inside, swung on and fouled away by Hatsushiba. 2 strikes, 1 ball now the count. Not fouled away, it hit Hatsushiba. So Hatsushiba takes first base after being hit by the pitch. I heard that as him hitting the ball. But apparently he was hit by the pitch. That loads the bases for Nishioka. Nishioka takes the first pitch for ball one. So far today, Nishioka has struck out twice and singled. The second offering misses for ball two. Back in the fifth inning, after singling with Otsuka at the plate in a 1-1 count, Nishioka took off for second. Otsuka grounded the ball to third base. The throw to first was not in time, and Nishioka went all the way to third on the play, on the throw to first. Nishioka has some speed. The third offering in there for a called strike one. 1 strike, 2 balls now the count. Nishioka also the Pacific League stolen base king this season. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play, evening the count at 2-2. We're in the top of the eighth inning. 2 runs in so far for Lotte, taking a 4-2 lead. Bases are loaded with 2 down. Nishioka at the plate. The 2-2 pitch grounded to third base. Batista fields the ball, goes to the third base bag himself for the force. And the side is retired. But not before the Chibolote Marines strike back with 2 more runs. At the end of 7.5 now, the Chibolote Marines take a 4-2 lead. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to see the top of the order in the Hawks lineup here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kawasaki takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Fujita still on the mound for Lotte. And his second offering is in there for a called strike two. Kawasaki was at bat with a 1-1 count when Motoba was picked off of first base to end the seventh inning. The third offering swung on and fouled off by Kawasaki as Fujita challenges him with two strikes. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. That's the kind of pitching I like to see. Keep those strikes coming. The fourth offering is drilled through the left side for a base hit. Kawasaki leads off the eighth inning with a single to left. The Hawks are not down and out of this yet. The line for Yoshitake is complete. He pitched to four batters, giving up no runs. Well, surrendering the two runs belonging to Sugiuchi. Two hits, no home runs. Walked nobody and struck out nobody. Next up, center fielder Arakane. Arakane so far has reached on a walk, struck out, and reached on a walk. And the pitcher is being changed again. Yabuta coming in to pitch to Arakane. In Hiroshima, Saeki drove in another run. So the Yokohama Bay Stars now lead the Hiroshima Toyo Kart by a score of 4-2 in the eighth. The Bay Stars, with a win here, will guarantee themselves at least a .500 winning percentage and a place in A class, the top three teams in the league. And the clock strikes 9 o'clock here in Fukuoka. Karakura has also taken the lead in strikeouts in the Central League in this game. With his 107th strikeout, I think it is. 177th strikeout. Kawasaki, here in the top of the eighth inning, led it off with a single to left. And Shibahara is being announced as a pinch hitter for Arakane. So Yabuta The fourth pitcher of the evening for the Marines finishes up his warm-up pitches, and Shibahata is announced as a pinch hitter. Nobody out, runner at first base here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Hawks down by a score of 4-2. The first pitch by Yabuta misses down low, ball one. I would like to mention, if you'd like to be watching this game, it is available on baseball.yahoo.co.jp/NPB. The second offering, swung on and missed, strike two. Click on the link for the live updated live scoreboard from that URL for the SoftBank Lotte game. And in the scoreboard is a link to the video, live video feed. Third pitch is swung on and missed by Shibahata. Strike two. Yabuta throws a fork ball, missing down low, ball two, evening the count at 2-2. The radio announcers expected a fork all the way. Shibahata, left-handed batter, up there with the count 2-2. Kawasaki at first base. And the fifth pitch is down the middle, swung on and fouled off by Shibahata. Maybe Shibahata wasn't expecting something right down the middle. Two and two, still the count. And the sixth offering swung on and fouled off by Shibahata. Shibahata battling to stay alive. The Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 4-2. Fourth pitcher for Lotte, Yabuta, on the mound. The 2-2 pitch with Kawasaki on the move is swung on and fouled off. Pitch low in the strike zone. Shibahata battling. The Marines took the first stage by scores of 2-1. And 3-1. The next pitch with Kawasaki running is lined to right field, and the right fielder Sabato has the ball, fires the ball to first base, double play. Kawasaki on the move, unable to get back on the line drive to Sabato to right field. That kills the Hawks rally here in the eighth inning. If Kawasaki hadn't been on the run, he wouldn't have been caught off, but that brings up Batista with nobody on and two out now. Batista so far has flown out to center, fouled out to the catcher, and singled. First pitch misses for ball one. Great play by Sabato there. Doubling up Kawasaki off of first. The count is now 1-1. And the third pitch is lifted back toward the backstop. Catcher Satozaki gives chase, but this ball goes into the stands. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. Batista up to bat with nobody on and two out. The fourth pitch is swung on and lifted deep to center field, going back. Back, back, Otsuka at the wall, makes the catch for out number three. So the Hawks had a chance, but come up with nothing. Here in the eighth inning, the Hawks have one more chance. Here in this game, we go to the ninth inning, with the Chibolote Marines leading this one by a score of 4-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. We've got another exciting playoff game here in the Pacific League. Game 1 of Stage 2, the Chibolote Marines are leading the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks by a score of 4-2, going to the ninth inning. Takahashi is into pitch for the SoftBank Hawks. Rumor has it that he is planned to throw the fifth game if it goes that far. He'll be facing the top of the Marine order in Otsuka, Hori, and Fukuda. Oh. Otsuka so far today has grounded out to short, singled, and later scored in the fourth inning, singled in the fifth inning, and struck out swinging in the seventh. He swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Here in the top of the ninth, the second offering looked at and called strike two. I know there's a better way of saying that. The third offering by Takahashi misses down low. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next offering in there for a called strike three. One away here in the top of the ninth inning. That brings up second baseman Hori. Hori is 1-for-4 today. He led off the eighth inning with a single, came around to score on Benny's big RBI single off the wall and left. The first pitch by Takahashi is in there for a called strike one. Takahashi isn't messing around. He's throwing that ball hard and for strikes. The second offering in there on the inside corner for a called strike two. The third offering is in there, swung on and fouled away. Hori keeps alive. Takahashi, the kind of pitcher who throws it in there on two strikes, no balls. Not afraid to challenge a batter. The next pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. That ball goes through for a base hit. So, Hori is on first base with one out. That'll bring up first baseman Fukuda. After Hori led off the last inning with a single, Fukuda followed that with a double. The two of them scoring on Benny's single off the wall. Takahashi, sidearm thrower, throws strike one to Fukuda. The second offering misses outside for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Fukuda at the plate with Hori on first base and one out here in the top of the ninth inning. The Chibolote Marines lead by a score of 4-2. The third offering is grounded to second base. Taylor made 4-6-3 double play. And that retires the side in order. So the Chibolote Marines get a hit, but come up empty here in the ninth inning. Going to the Hawks' last chance. The Hawks trail it by 4-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 4-2. Hawks down to their last chance. In Hiroshima, the Yokohama Bay Stars have successfully defeated the Hiroshima Toyo Carp by a score of 4-2. This guarantees the Bay Stars an A-class finish this season, as Yakult can no longer catch them with their one game remaining against the Bay Stars. It also puts the Bay Stars at 500. Oh, I thought it would guarantee them 500. They still have to beat Yakult to hold on to stay over 500. As they go to a 69-69 with 7 ties results, winning results. So they're just at 500 now with one game remaining against Yakult tomorrow. Matsunaka, Zureta, and Cabrera will be the three batters starting off the ninth for the Hawks. And Kobayashi is the pitcher for the Marines. Kobayashi Masayuki. He's been the Marines' closer for the past several seasons. I always get worried when he pitches, because for some reason he just doesn't pitch well when I watch. Ah, but hey, I'm just listening to the radio today, so maybe he'll do well. He made that first game a little hada hada doki doki there. But he did close down the Lions 1-2-3. In the second game. The first pitch to Matsunaka is in there for a called strike one. That's a good sign. The second offering, straight, misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering misses outside, ball two, one strike, two balls the count. To designated hitter and number four batter, Matsunaka. Matsunaka again this season came very close to a second triple crown in a row. Led the league in home runs and RBIs. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Matsunaka finished the season batting .315 with 46 home runs and 121 RBIs. The fifth pitch swung on a miss. Strike three on a low outside pitch. Kobayashi threw a shoot up there, low and away, and got Matsunaka reaching for it. That'll bring up first baseman Zureta. Zureta on the season batted .319 with 43 home runs and 99 RBIs. He was right up there with home runs with Matsunaka. The first pitch to Zureta is in there for a called strike one. Kobayashi looking good tonight. The second offering is lifted deep to left field. Going back is the left fielder, Morozumi. And at the wall makes the catch for out number two. Ooh, that one could make you a little nervous. Zureta got a hold of that one, but just came up short. That'll bring up Cabrera. Cabrera only had 8 home runs during the regular season, but 2 of them were against the Marines. And in his first at-bat this evening, he planted one just over the left field fence. Kobayashi's first offering to Cabrera misses for ball one. But the Hawks aren't giving up. Cabrera up there looking to get a two-out rally going. And the second offering is swung on and fouled off into the cameraman's seats. The third offering, Cabrera bunts the ball, but up in the air. Catcher Matoyama makes a diving attempt at the ball, but cannot get to it. The ball bounces in, foul. I'm not sure about Cabrera's attempt at a safety bunt here with 2 down and nobody on in the last inning. But he's trying to get something going. Give him credit for that. Cabrera has scored both runs for the Hawks today. So he's hoping that if he can get on, he can get around. The fourth pitch is interrupted by Cabrera stepping out just before the pitch. So we'll do that again. The Hawks are down to their final out. And the 2-strike, 1-ball pitch, it misses for ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. Cabrera with a home run, his first at bat. And he lifts the next pitch up in foul territory. Catcher Satozaki gives chase, but that ball goes over the fence and into the stands. this series. It takes three to win it. Both teams really want this first game. The sixth offering misses just down low, ball three. Two strikes, three balls. Full count to Cabrera. It was a full count pitch that Cabrera took over the left field fence. His first at bat. The third offering is a line drive to shortstop. It reaches him on a bound. The throw by Nishioka to first base is in time. Game over. The Chibolote Marines take the game one of stage two from the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Ending game time 9:28. Took 3 hours and 28 minutes to complete this one. For the Chibolote Marines, it's 4 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 8 base runners. For the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, they had 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and stranded just 3. It said, let's see. Exciting PA for the Exciting Pacific League. And these playoffs, last year and this year, really do make you feel that excitement. There are a lot of people who criticize this playoffs system as not being fair to the team who wins the regular season, making the regular season meaningless. But I have got to say, these have been exciting games. And baseball is entertainment. And these playoff games have been extremely entertaining. I have got to say, this playoff system, no matter what faults it may have, it does not come up short on entertainment value. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me, either live or downloading this and playing it on your MP3 players. I invite you to share this with your friends. And would like to conclude by congratulating the Chibolote Marines for taking the first game here in Stage 2. The hero of the game is Benny. He says that the thing you've got to do in a game like this is drive in runs. And that's exactly what he did with a big 2 RBI double in the 8th inning that took the lead for the Chibolote Marines. And with that, I'd like to wish you a good night.